kiddery. The main outdoors is waiting for all of us to see. The mountains, lakes, and rivers, the wildlife, and the woods are just outside your doorway. So get outside and find it in the main outdoors. Fishing and hunting, winter, spring, summer, and fall. If it happens in the main outdoors, they talk about it all. Just tune in your radio to 103.9. Jim and Paul and Bob and Matt are your outdoors hotline. Each Sunday night at 7 on WVOM. To find out what is happening, just listen to the radio to the main outdoors.
Welcome to the main outdoors. Here's tonight's host, V. Paul Reynolds.
Thank you, sir, and good evening, one and all, and welcome to the Main Outdoors, and happy Memorial Weekend to all of you. We hope you're having a good time, maybe on a barbecue, you might out there wetting a line, camping somewhere, or maybe just staying home and listening to Main Outdoors. Anyway, we're glad you could be with us tonight. We have a good show lined up. We have a couple of phone guests who will have some interesting things to say, and if you'd like to be on our program tonight, we have a... Are you ready, Norm? We have a statewide toll-free number, which is
1-800-991-103.9,
1039. I knew I would catch you on that. It's 1-800-966.
Oh, 966. Okay.
1039.
That's right.
Okay.
See, that's what happens when Catherine takes it.
I know.
Over, huh?
And sometimes Catherine forgets the number. I mean, anyway, nice to have you all here tonight. Remember the number. You're listening to us on the Voice of Maine News Talk Network. We're 101.3 and 103.9 in the Queen City. Our crew tonight is pretty simple. It's just thee and me.
That's right.
And the fellow behind the controls and the toggle switches in the Master Control Center is the sweetheart of Grand Lake Stream, Norman Plord.
Good evening, and how are you doing?
I'm doing good,
A little chilly right now. I'm not
sure. Yeah, it changed. It seemed cooler as the afternoon went on.
Oh, yeah, big time.
That south wind came up, yeah.
But everybody's busy gardening, so that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, the bugs are out, too. The mosquitoes, too.
Oh, the black flies were terrible yesterday.
Yeah, they are. Yep. Our co-host can't be with us tonight. She's taking a well-deserved vacation with her husband. Not sure where she went. She may be fishing Pushaw, but she's off tonight, and she'll be with us again next week. Our guest tonight, we have two phone guests. One of them is the Executive Secretary of the Rangeley Chamber of Commerce. Her name is Allie Kaiser, and Allie will be with us by phone to tell us all about a big fly fishing festival that's taking place in early June up there in Rangeley. This is quite a hoedown, and she's going to fill us all in on that. And then a little later, we'll be hooking up with one of the columnists who writes for the Northwood Sporting Journal, Tom Kelly, who's going to tell us about a new Bear Hunters Foundation. And we'll also have a trivia question. We're going to give away a beautiful Maine Outdoors hat, fully embossed with the Maine Outdoors logo, and you'll have to answer the trivia question, which Norm has agreed to share with you a little later. I want to remind you, too, that this program is sponsored in part every week by the Northwood Sporting Journal, and the June issue is out. There's a salmon angler on the cover, and the cover story this month is all about salmon trolling. And to get a copy, you can call, to get a subscription, you can call Alicia at 732-4880. And you can check us out on the web at sportingjournal.com. For advertising questions, you'd be wise to contact Tracy Grant. And she has a phone number, and she's always there to answer and give you some advice on how to advertise and help your business. Her number is 399-9905. And, you know, I wished you a happy Memorial Weekend, but I want to remind you once again, I guess we all need to reflect on the fact that the reason for this whole weekend holiday is more than just having barbecues. It's about reflecting on those who served their country, who died in the service of their country. A lot of us have relatives. I have a couple. I have my great uncle. He was a chief petty officer in the Navy back in World War II, died serving his country, Ed Chisholm. And then one of my best friends serving during the Vietnam era died in a submarine accident in the North Atlantic. His name was Lieutenant J.G. Bill Houston. So anyway, take a time to reflect on that and remember those who died with the ultimate sacrifice. And it's not a cliche, really. We have freedoms today because of those who served. Okay, what else? Outdoor Digest time, briefly here. The water is still cold, Norm.
I would think so. I haven't dipped my toes in it, but I'm sure it's cold.
Now, Grand Lake Stream was a little cool.
Well, I always wear sweatpants inside my waders.
Oh,
so it's not a bad It's not bad at all.
No, that's not too bad. Anyway, they lost a paddleboarder down to Graham Lake last week.
Oh, wow.
Young man perished. Apparently from hypothermia, I'm guessing. We don't know that for sure.
Yeah,
but
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, the water is cold enough.
You bet. And I was up fishing, as I told you off air, I was up fishing with my son Josh, and we stopped at a pond just to check it out. A couple of young ladies there that were completely covered with water, and they had tipped over out in the middle of this pond, lost some of their fishing equipment. Not a pleasant thing. I asked her how the water was, and she said, oh, it was lovely.
Well, that happened to me on Little Kennebago.
Yeah.
But at least it was middle of June.
Yeah. Well, these ladies had their jackets on, which was a good thing.
Yes.
And anyway, that can happen. So it's always good to have your jacket on. The water is still cold, so be careful. Let's see. Free fishing weekend coming up, and that is May 30 and 31. So that's a week from this weekend, right? Do I have that right? Yeah. So anyway, you don't need a fishing license. You can fish both days without a license. You do have to obey the fishing regulations, however. So anyway, if you want to try fishing and you don't have to buy a license, it's a good time to take advantage of that opportunity. Grand Lake Stream. Now, Norm is a regular customer down there at Grand Lake Stream. He and the Woolly Buggers turned out last weekend. How was it, Norm?
Surprisingly slow.
Yeah.
And then, like I was telling you earlier, I mean, I bet you there was probably only half of the amount of people it normally is.
No kidding.
I mean, I usually think of fishing when we go out there as being like combat fishing.
Busy, always busy, yeah.
Yeah, combat fishing, you know, and I never experienced a moment of combat fishing, you know.
You could fish anywhere you wanted, pretty much?
Pretty much, oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's not a bad thing.
No, actually, it isn't. I mean, it's actually the way I prefer it.
Yeah.
Because I don't enjoy combat fishing.
No.
It's too frustrating. But I do it because I do enjoy going there.
Yeah.
And there's just some uniqueness about the place.
Yeah.
But no, this is actually more what I prefer, but still comparing it to all the years I've been going there, it was surprising, you know. I bet you there was no more than half the people than normally would be.
No kidding.
Catching a lot more bass than I've ever seen, which was a surprise.
How about the water levels? Were they okay?
Not bad at all. I think the flow was somewhere around 350.
Yeah, that's pretty good, right?
That's not bad at all. That's really good.
Yeah.
No, you had a lot of access to fishing spots, which was really good. But no, because a lot of times we're out there in the springtime. We're dealing with flows of 700 and 900 CFS, which is
have
crazy.
Put rocks in your waders.
Yes.
Keep yourself on the bottom. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And in my situations, I don't. I can't. There are places I can't even access when it's that fast.
So you had some action, right?
Oh yeah. No. We did catch fish. Some did better than others.
And what were the most popular fly being used there, do you think?
I never got into conversations about flies. I mean, I know like some guys were using the Black Ghost.
Yeah.
Actually, the Barnes Special, which is a fly, interestingly enough, which is well known in that area, but I've never done much with a Barnes Special, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, that's Bob Lehman's favorite fly.
It is.
Yeah.
And for me, I just never have done very well with it. So that was being used to, of course, the Woolly Bugger. I mean, Woolly Bugger. No, I used the Woolly Bugger, and I did catch. I hooked onto a fish.
Yeah, you guys are named after the green Woolly Bugger.
Exactly.
I remember the
Olive Woolly Bugger.
The Olive Woolly Bugger was the fly back when you guys were started.
Oh, there was one outing you couldn't do anything wrong with.
Yeah. So you tried that? Did you?
I tried the black one.
Yeah. Oh, did you? Yeah.
Yeah. And I hooked onto a fish, but wasn't able to keep it on.
Yeah. So you did have some fishing.
Oh, no, we did. I mean, I think everybody caught fish.
Was it buggy?
Yes, there was some bugs, but...
Yeah, not too bad?
Yeah, I mean, that's... For me, it wasn't a big deal, but I mean, it's like working in my garden, and I don't really put a whole lot of protection, and my neighbor has got the netting and long-sleeve shirts and everything else, so... I think a lot of it depends on the individual, but no, it was buggy, but
not too bad.
I wouldn't say it was terrible.
Yeah, good. And the food was pretty good?
Food is always good.
What was the best meal?
The one I cooked. No.
Yeah, well, I, you know me. I love to talk about food.
Yeah. Let's see.
What did you cook?
I kept it simple because it was going to be Sunday night, so I did the spaghetti meatballs and garlic bread and salad.
No, you can't go wrong with that.
No. But there was one guy who brought a couple casseroles, and there was some cheese macaroni to die for. I mean, it was impressive.
Special macaroni.
Oh, home cooked.
Yeah.
Had plenty of sauce, which I find too many people make a fairly dry macaroni cheese.
Yeah.
Oh no, this was the
juicy.
This was the top of the grade. Yeah, it was really good.
You ever had lobster macaroni?
We had that once, but that's pretty tasty too.
Oh, that is very good. Yeah, very good. All right, well, sounds like you guys had a good time.
It's always a good time. It really is. I mean, it's just, you know, we got to play around with whatever. And, the water level, but that wasn't bad this year. It was more people's schedules this year that really made life interesting.
Any cribbage games being played?
Very few, which is so unusual.
That's unusual,
Usually, it's just one cribbage game after the other. You know, it wasn't really busy.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, you had a good time. That's great.
It was good. I mean, it's always a good outing. Yeah.
All right. Good. Yeah. One other thing here on Outdoor Digest, the Rangeley. We're going to talk to the lady who's executive director of the Rangeley Chamber of Commerce. But she's going to tell us a little bit about this big. The biggest event they have is they call it the White-Nose Pete Fly Fishing Festival, and yours truly will be up there enjoying it, and I'll have a table up there, and I have some books and copies of the journal to give away. Anyway, they're having on, now the Fly Fishing Festival is June 5th and 6th, but later in the month, on June 27th, they're also having a kids fishing derby on the 27th. And they're going to have prizes, and kids from 15 and younger can participate. They're welcome to fish. There'll be all kinds of prizes. Food will be provided, and they'll be awarding winners multiple age categories. And we maybe can talk to Ellie about that a little later when we hook up with her. So anyway, that's it on Outdoor Digest. Do you have anything else to offer?
I really don't. I mean, that pretty much covered it for me.
Okay. The only thing I have to offer is that June is my month, and you know why. Because I'm a trout addict.
Trout addict.
And anyway, I've my dance card is very full this month with all kinds of weddings and celebrations of life and a lot of other stuff going on.
Wow.
Plus, I have to work.
Great.
I'm not retired like you are. And so anyway, I've been able to schedule a couple of really good fishing trips.
Oh, nice.
And Scotty and I are going to fish the Big Eddy.
Oh, yeah. You always do that, don't
and
you?
And we got a cabin up there for a few days. And then we are going to...
Up north?
We're going to my secret pond way up north. For a couple of days.
Want me to guess where?
No. We don't talk about that. So anyway, I'm excited. I'm excited about the month of June.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've never been to where you're going. I've been handy to it, but I have never gone there. Mm. But someday I've got to make it there.
Yeah, so we won't mention it. But anyway, I've been going there 50 years, and the fishing is just as good now as it was then, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, I think it's time now. Again, if you want to be on our program tonight, if you want to weigh in, we'd love to have you join us. Number's 1-800-966-1039. Jot that number down. If you do call us, turn your radio down so you don't get that distracting echo. Time for the trivia question now. Norm has the question, and if you have the answer to the question, I'm going to make sure you get a limited edition Maine Outdoors cap, and this is very handsome, and these have been provided by the courtesy of Rick Musson down there at Great Pond. We appreciate that. He bankrolled these hats, and we give them away to you if you get answers to our questions. I have a couple of hats left. One is kind of a khaki color, and the other, I think, is... kind of a dusty rose red. All right, Norm has the question, so put your thinking cap on. What's the question, Norm?
All right, Maine has a number of ponds with the same name. What is the most repeated pond name in our state?
All right, did that surprise you?
No, you look at the map and you see so many ponds.
Yeah,
and
there are a number of others that are repeated, but this one is purported to be the one that's repeated the most.
The most, exactly. And that doesn't surprise me, but you know, well, anyways, I'm not going to say anymore. Okay. I might spill the beans.
Yeah, so. All right. 1-800-966-1039 is the number. If you think you know the answer, give us a call. We'll be right back. Okay, we are back with Maine Outdoors. We hope you're still with us. And happy Memorial Day to you. And we have an outstanding trivia question. We're looking for an answer. If you have the right answer, I'm going to make sure you get a limited edition Maine Outdoors cap. These are really nice. I have one. I wear it all the time. Even wear it to bed, Norm. When it's cool. Yeah, do we have a caller standing by?
We do.
Good evening, caller. You're in Maine Outdoors. What's your first name and where are you calling us from?
Michael from Calais, Maine.
Michael from Calais, Maine. How are you tonight, Michael?
Okay.
Good. Glad to have
Pretty
you.
Good.
Glad to have you on board tonight. How's everything down in Calais?
Oh, pretty quiet right now.
Yeah. Bugs aren't too bad yet?
Not too bad. No, not non-existent.
Oh, that's good. All right.
So far.
Yeah. All right, Norm is standing by for you to answer his question. He wants you to tell him the most repeated pond name in the state of Maine.
Okay.
What do you think it is?
Round Pond.
Round Pond.
It's popular, but not the one.
Yeah, it's one of those that's repeated, but not as much as the one we're looking for.
Oh, well.
Anyway.
I tried.
Yeah, that was a real good guess. Way to go, Michael. We appreciate that. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, I enjoy your program a lot.
Oh, thank you. You listen every week?
I have been.
Oh, that's good. Are you an...
It's an interesting radio station.
Yeah.
Got some interesting people on there.
Yeah, we have some characters. Do you? Are you a fisherman?
Not really.
No?
I enjoy the trout, though.
You enjoy what?
I enjoy trout, the taste of them.
Oh, aren't they good? Yeah. Yeah.
Trout and fiddleheads.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's a winning combination, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Have you had any fiddleheads yet this year?
Not yet. The price is too high.
Yeah, you know, they are expensive, but I broke down. I'm a bachelor, you know, I live alone, so I bought a handful. It only cost me $3 for a handful. At Hannaford,
yeah.
And I steamed them with some bacon.
Mm.
And boy, they are good. They are tasty.
Yeah.
Okay, well, nice to hear from you, Michael. Sorry you didn't have it, but
okay.
Try again next time, okay, guy?
Will do.
All right, take care. Take care.
Well.
Yep, bye-bye. All right, we have another caller standing by. Good evening, caller. What's your first name? Where are you calling us from?
My name is Peter, and I'm calling from Bangor.
Oh, Peter from Bangor. How are you tonight, Peter?
I'm very well.
Good. We appreciate you listening to the show. You think you have the right answer?
I believe I do. I didn't hear what the first gentleman, his answer was, but I believe it's Mud Pond.
Bingo. That is the correct answer. Isn't it, Norm?
I thought it was because I think I heard you guys talking about it years ago.
Yeah, Mud Pond. I don't know how many there are, but there are many. Mucho Mud Ponds in Maine.
Oh, yes. They're all over the place.
Yeah, everywhere. And some of the others are Round Pond. And there's a beaver pond, and there's like three or four that are repeated, but not like Mud Pond. There are a lot of those.
Mud Pond's everywhere you go.
Yeah, you bet. Well, anyway, congratulations. You've won a limited edition Maine Outdoors cap. Now, I have two of them left. One is a khaki color, and one is a kind of a dusty rose color. What's your choice?
How about the dusty rose?
Yeah, I would have picked that, too, if I were you. It's really sharp. I like it. All right, I'm going to make sure that gets mailed to you. You got to stay on the line, though, Peter, so, you know, Norm can get your mailing address so he can mail you the hat.
Okay, will do. Thank you.
Okay, anything else on your mind tonight?
Nope, I just enjoy your show. Been listening to you for years. And
good.
You know, I remember the first time I won it. Well, this is the second time I've won something. The first time was probably in... Oh, boy, my kids were just babies, so 25 years ago.
No kidding. Yeah, can you believe that?
I won a subscription to Maine Outdoors.
Yeah, you know, this
not
is...
not the Maine Outdoors.
We researched this, and we are the longest-running outdoor talk radio program in the nation. Isn't that something?
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, we're pushing 30 years. That's great. And you were with us at the outset. That's great.
Yeah. So, I remember, like, 25 years ago, I won a subscription to Woods and Waters or something.
Yeah. All right, good. Stay on the line, and Norm's going to get your address. Okay, Peter?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, have a good night, huh? Happy Memorial Day to you.
You too. Happy Memorial Day to you, too.
Yeah, thank you, sir. All right, that is the correct answer. Mud Pond, they're all over the place in the state of Maine, and there are some others, Round Pond, Beaver Pond, and so forth. And Peter did win a beautiful limited edition cap. And as soon as we get his address down on a piece of paper so we can mail him the hat, Norm is going to dial a number for Allie Kaiser. Now, Allie is the executive director of the Rangeley Chamber of Commerce. And those of you who have ever been up in Rangeley know it's very, very popular place to hunt and fish. And there's some fabulous fishing going on up there right now. I think probably at some of the big lakes up there, Richardson, Muslimic Gunnick, and some others. And that's big salmon trolling country up there. Folks with put their streamer flies out there and hope to hook into, and there's some really nice salmon up there too, by the way. Anyway, Allie's going to talk to us about the big fly fishing festival that's taking place up there in early June. We'll be hooking up with her, and that's quite a shindig. I'm going to be up there for a few days myself. I'm going to do a little fishing too, but I'm also going to be up there and be at the festival for the with some of my newspapers, and we'll be there for a couple of days. Anyway, she's going to give us a rundown of all of the events that are taking place. They've been doing this for many years, and it's called the White Nose Pete Fly Fishing Festival. And if you don't know, White Nose Pete is a mythical large trout. The legend has it that this White Nose Pete has defied being caught year after year, and he is somewhere there in Dam Pool, which is there up in that country. And maybe she can fill us in a little more detail about that. But anyway, that's taking place June 5 and 6 up in Rangeley, and we hope you get a chance to stop by. We'll be up there. Say hello to everybody. Okay, are you there, Allie?
Hi, yes, I am.
Thank you. We appreciate you taking the time to be with us. How are you tonight?
I'm well. How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you. Anyway, we got you on the line. We thought it'd be good for you to tell our folks a little bit about the White Nose Pete Fly Fishing Festival that's going to take place. So what's that all about, Allie?
Yeah, we are stoked to be hosting the White Nose Pete Fly Fishing Festival in Rangeley again this year. It's taking place June 5th and 6th. In downtown Rangeley, largely at the Rangeley Inn and Tavern, but a handful of other downtown locations as well. The festival will kick off Friday afternoon with a barflies event from HMA Devices at the Rangeley Inn and Tavern. It's a really fun way to kind of kick off the fly fishing weekend this year.
What is the event again, the first event?
It's HMH has a barflies. It's a fly tying event that they host at the Rangeley Inn to kind of kick the festival off.
Okay, so is it competition or just people tying flies?
It's not a competition. It's an instructional class where tying pros Scott Byron and John Larrabee from HMH Vices will be instructing tying. This year the pattern is a black ghost.
Oh, okay. So if somebody wants to learn how to tie a black ghost, this is the place to do it, right?
That would be the place to do it. Yep. They do recommend that you are of an intermediate tying level because the class moves along pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But it's from 3:30 to 5:30. They include a beverage in the class, and you can hang out in the Rangeley Inn and Tavern, which is a really cool bar in downtown Rangeley.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, so that's the first event of the festival. Now, there's a dinner Friday night, right?
Friday night we have, it's sort of a reception. It's not like a sit-down dinner. But the doors open also at the Rangeley Inn. You could walk right from the tavern right into the banquet room.
Yeah.
At 6 p.m. for the Fly Fishing Hall of Fame inductions. And then we also have a live auction. And this year our co-beneficiary for our live auction is Real Recovery. It's a men's fishing and cancer recovery group, which I'm sure you're aware of.
Yeah, that's a great cause. So there'll be a live auction. You'll be auctioning things off, and that starts at 6 o'clock Friday night?
Yep, doors open at 6. Yeah. We'll get the auction started at 6:30.
Okay.
There's a cash bar, light fair, and tickets for that event are $20 just at the door. We don't do pre-sale for that.
Okay. So a guy like me that likes to eat, now is there any opportunity to eat up there during that period?
Yep. If you want to grab dinner before the event, you can, or we just have kind of like appetizers like canned food at the, but there will be small plates at the reception, or you can grab dinner at the pub beforehand,
or anywhere else
in downtown Rangeley. Yeah. I would love to make recommendations. You can call the visitor center.
Oh, okay. All right. So there's plenty of places to eat, right? That's great. And so the live auction takes place at 6 p.m. This is right in the Rangeley Inn?
Yep. It's in the banquet hall at the Rangeley Inn.
Okay.
That big blue building downtown.
Yeah. So do you have nominees for the Hall of Fame fly fishing? And how does one get into the Hall of Fame? What's that? What's the criteria?
Oh, we have a long list of criteria. I can see if I can try to pull it up for you.
Yeah.
The nominees this year have not yet been made public.
You can't do that on this radio show?
I can't, unfortunately. they should be out in a press release here next week or the following, right before the festival.
Oh, okay.
Get folks jazzed about coming into the event.
So I can't twist your arm, get you to tell us.
No, I wouldn't want to misspeak, but I will tell you that it is it's a really well-done event. We have a historian, Leslie Hilliard, who puts on the induction ceremony, and he does a really great job with the storytelling. I myself am not a fly fisherman, and I'm not particularly into history. But if Leslie is speaking somewhere, I find myself showing up time and time again. I will make it to whatever event he happens to be speaking at, because he is such a great storyteller.
So who's the storyteller again?
Leslie Hilliard. He's a historian who specializes in the Rangeley Lakes region and the great fly tires and guides and camp owners. He's written a handful of books.
Oh, okay. So he'll be there to speak. He's going to speak
before. He'll be there to speak Friday night, and then he'll be at the festival with his business, Rangeley Favorite, which he bought from.
Okay. What is the,
I don't remember who, but.
I'm interested in this Hall of Fame. What's the criteria for determining who decides who the nominees are, and how does that work?
The nominees are decided by a committee, which consists of our historian, mentioned Leslie, and then a handful of our planning committee. So you might know Sue Dam of the Rangeley Region Sports Shop. She's on the selection committee, as well as a few others.
All right. And they don't have to be from Rangeley, right?
No.
Do they have to be Maine residents?
Let's see. I don't know. I'm looking. There's a whole long list of criteria that I'm trying to pull up right now.
Okay.
I don't know off the top of my head.
Yeah. You don't know. So is there one person selected for the Hall of Fame, or more than one? How does it work?
We do two inductees each year. I do know
two.
That.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you don't know who they were last year, huh?
Let's see. Last year...
Can you name anybody who's ever been selected for the Rangeley Fly Fishing Hall of Fame?
I cannot off the top of my head. And I ran the festival last year. And I wrote the brochure. Hold on one second.
Okay. I was wondering if it'd be somebody like the late Lefty Cray or somebody like that.
Oh, there was... Last year we had a camp owner of one of the camps that has since gone by, and a hotelier. I was hoping that we would have a woman inducted last year. It didn't happen.
How about Bonnie Holding? Was she ever a candidate, a nominee for the Hall of Fame?
You know, she's been nominated before, but it hadn't been selected. I think she was one of the ones that I was rooting for last year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's deserving. So she was nominated but didn't get selected last year, huh? Yeah. How long has this Hall of Fame been going on? 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, do you know?
We're closer to the 5-year mark. I believe this is our fifth White Nose Pete Festival.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Hall of Fame, so there's a plaque that it gets that the inductees are engraved on this board, and then it's displayed at the Rangeley Region Sports Shop downtown.
Okay. Tell our listeners, if you would, Ellie, White Nose Pete is a fish, a trout, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the history of White Nose Pete?
White Nose Pete is a fabled or real, believe what you will, fish that lives at Upper Dam, and he's actually on display at the Outdoor Heritage Museum in Aquathic. And he's got a face full of hooks and leaders and flies, and there's a poem that's written about White Nose Pete.
Yeah,
and it's from the fish's perspective, it's really fun. It's read at the induction ceremony, actually.
Yeah.
And it talks about how he's bested all these fishermen, and you can come get me, and he's haunting, and he's really a sappy fish.
Yeah, he is. I've seen him at the Aquatic Museum there, and he's quite a legend, White Nose Pete. Okay, that's interesting. Now, we're going to have to take a break here pretty soon, right? Can you hang on for a few minutes, Allie, while we do a short commercial break?
Sure thing.
Okay, stay with us, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, we are back. Are you still there, Allie?
I'm here.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate you being there. Okay, so on Friday night, you've outlined that. Now, what happens on the next day, which would be Saturday the 6th? What are the activities on that day, Allie?
Saturday, we have a festival in downtown Rangeley from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and then we close out the fly fishing festival weekend with something new this year. We have the fly fishing film tour coming. It's going to be showing at the Rangeley Lakeside Theater. But during the festival, we'll have all kinds of vendors, demonstrations, presentations. We've got activities for kids, so a little bit of everything.
Okay. Norm wanted to know if there's any food served there during that period.
Yes.
There are some vendors with food?
Yep, we'll have food vendors. The Rangeley Region Guides and Sportsmen's Association will have burgers, dogs, and guide fries. And then the festival is held downtown between the Rangeley Inn and the Rangeley Hideaway Coffee Shop,
yep,
which will both be open. Oh, actually, the Rangeley Inn, correction, will not be open except for breakfast service. 10, but we're within walking distance of a couple of great options if you don't want what's available at the festival.
And so what are some of the vendors that are going to be there? Just some samples. Will be people selling fly fishing equipment at all?
Yep, we'll have everything from fly fishing equipment to some new and used gear. We'll have a few authors, artists. I don't know that we have any guides that are going to be there this year. We've had a handful of guides in the past, but I think they're all going to be out guiding
as it is prime time. Yeah, they'll all be fishing. Yeah, right. Yeah, are the bugs out up there yet?
Yes, the bugs are out.
Yeah.
And the fish are happy about it.
Oh, yeah, of course they are.
We might not be pleased, but they are.
Yeah, okay. All right, anything else we should know about the Fly Fishing Festival? Again, it's on June 5th and 6th. I have a question. I'm going up there, and I'm going to be – I take my camper, and I'm going to stay up there at the campground up above you there. If somebody wants to come up there and make a reservation for a room, are motels still available up there? The Rangeley Inn have openings? How do folks do that? If somebody's listening, they want to go up for like an overnight, what's the best bet for them?
The Rangeley Inn is great because you'll be right on site for the festival. But if you're looking for different accommodations, Morton and Furbish Vacation Rentals is offering a special for the White Nose Pete Fly Fishing Festival. And I am going to pull that up right now.
Say again the name of that. Is that like a motel?
Morton and Furbish Vacation Rentals, they do cabins, if folks rent out their home, like their second home. Think Airbnb, but local.
Oh, okay. It's like an Airbnb. So if somebody's listening right now and they want to make a reservation, do you have a phone number they could contact?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you have the number?
I do. It is 207-864-9065.
Okay, 207-864-9065. If somebody wanted to reserve a cabin or a room, they could do that, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's Morton and Furbish Vacation Rentals in Rangeley, Maine.
Okay. Now, does the Rangeley Inn still have rooms open, do you know?
I believe they do still have availability. I have not heard otherwise to this point.
So yeah.
They should.
Yeah. Yeah,
and they've got a whole new suite of spaces opening up soon. Yeah, so.
That's a lovely old inn. I stayed there. It's really nice.
It is a gorgeous building.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. Historic, lovely place. Okay, anything else that we should share before we wrap up here?
I think that just about covers it. Thanks so much for having me on.
Okay, you've done a great job, and we appreciate that, and I look forward to meeting you in early June.
Sounds good. See you then.
Okay, Allie, take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, that is Ellie Kaiser. She's executive director of the Rangeley Chamber of Commerce. And the big festival is taking place up there again on June 5 and 6. And the first night is a Friday night. There'll be induction for the Fly Fishing Hall of Fame. There'll be a live auction with all kinds of things being auctioned off. I plan to be up there myself and look forward to it. And if you'd like to, if you're looking for to rent a cabin or a room to stay overnight up there so you can be there for the second day, the number to call, the name of that is Morgan Furbush, I think she said. The number anyway is 207-864-9065. That number again, 207-864-9065. And that is the White Nose Pete Fly Fishing Festival. And if you're a Mainer and you've never been to Rangeley, you're missing out. That's a great weekend to see the place up there. It's beautiful country. A lot of lakes and rivers and places to fish, the McGalloway River, the Rangeley River, Kupsuptic River, just some great, great places up there to cast a fly or just to do some sightseeing. And again, that is the White Nose Pete Fly Fishing Festival, Rangeley, Maine, June 5 and 6. Okay, the number to call if you want to be on our program tonight, if you have any questions for me, 1-800-966-1039 is the number. And Norm, I can tell you're getting ready to say something.
Yes, you've got Tom.
Okay, are you there, Tom?
I am here.
Thank you. We appreciate you being with us, Tom Kelly.
All right. And, my pleasure.
And how are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing fine. You folks are making me hungry, though, talking about trout and fiddleheads and salmon, macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, I always wait. I always wait till I get home after the show to eat. I get really hungry. We start talking like that. So, have you had any fiddleheads yet, Tom?
I have. Fiddleheads and lobster the other day.
Oh, wow! You know, I've had them with brookies, but I never had fiddleheads with lobster. I like that. I bet that would be fantastic. Wow!
It was very good.
Yeah, I might have to go get a lobster. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about the organization that you folks have started. Now, before we do, for folks who don't know, you write a column for the Northwood Sporting Journal, and you do a great job, and we certainly appreciate it, Tom. But go ahead and tell the folks a little bit about yourself and the business for those who may not know you.
Well, I'm a registered Maine guide, and I own and operate Shamrock Outfitters in Orient, Maine. We're on the north end of East Grand Lake, in the town of Orient, and I'm the president of the Maine Bear Hunters Foundation. And what the Maine Bear Hunters Foundation is we work to raise funds to send disabled veterans on bear hunts in the state of Maine.
It's a new foundation. Am I right?
The foundation we've just got our 501c3, mm-hmm. but we've actually been in existence since 2012.
Okay.
But it wasn't tax exempt and as large as we're trying to make it. It started out very small. Danny Trundy is the founder, and co-founder was Sammy Muncy, well-known guide. They founded it in 2012 and are still very active, and they're on the board of directors. That's how we got started. We just got the 501c3. It took a long time to get that and quite a bit of expense to get that.
Yeah.
But we have it now, and we're off and running. We've chosen our first two disabled vets for this coming hunting season, and we've paired them up with some guides that can handle the task, and so we're off and running.
Okay. How do you get candidates for this? People apply for it.
They apply for it, but the application is very simple. They send me a note expressing their interest in going on a hunt, and a copy of their disability from the VA or from their discharge, whichever, and we choose from the group of applications. And if you're not chosen, for the next hunt, we hang on to the applications. You don't have to reapply. So the next ones that we draw, we'll keep going back. So eventually you'll get chosen. It's kind of like the moose lottery, you know.
Okay.
Not quite so big.
Yeah. All right. So
but the application process is very simple.
Okay. But so you have to be a disabled vet, right?
Yes.
And
yeah.
Okay. And you have selected two. And how many have you over the years? How many vets have you had on bear hunts?
Because these are the first two where it's fully paid, fully funded. The ones previous to this were assisted. You know, we assisted with the expenses. These are the first two that are fully funded because of our new tax status.
Okay. So if somebody wants to support or donate to the foundation, they may do so, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's a critical part. We need to raise the money to do this. And to do that, we have some fantastic raffles. We currently have two raffles going, one for a Ruger Super Red Hawk with a red dot scope and 44 Magnum. And the other raffle item is a Ruger American Gen 2 308 bolt action rifle. And we're selling 400 chances on the handgun and 300 on the rifle. So your chances are pretty good. In addition to that, we have a merchandise store on our Facebook page that has some top quality merchandise like camo and hats and t-shirts and sweatshirts and so on and so forth. Our logo is really really attractive too. And it's a bear with a flag flying over his back, so it's really a nice logo on the shirts. So
okay,
and we also have a GoFundMe page if somebody just wants to make a donation.
Yeah, I was going to ask. Somebody just wants to donate to it. How do they do that?
Yeah, they just go to the GoFundMe page. All of the links are available on the on our Facebook page, which is Maine Bear Hunters Foundation. And you join it. It's very simple. Answer a couple of questions, so we make sure you're not a internet troll, and you're in. And the good thing about the Facebook page is we have almost 6,000 members, all avid bear hunters.
Oh, no kidding!
And hundreds of those are guides. So it's a community where people can share their pictures, they can ask questions, they can get tips and tricks, and I do a regular entry on there with discussion topics about bear hunting and so on and so forth. So it's a real opportunity to talk to like-minded people, you know.
Okay. And again, if somebody, I'm not very sophisticated with iPhones, but if somebody wants to find your Facebook page, how do they do that again?
They just go to Facebook and go to Maine Bear Hunters Foundation.
Maine Bear Hunters Foundation. Okay.
Yeah. And there's four questions about hunting that you have to answer, and you're a member. It's as simple as that.
You can also Google it.
Yes.
You can Google it?
I just did it.
Oh, you did? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What are the four questions, Tom?
Things like, are you a bear hunter? The next question is, if you saw a picture on our Facebook page of a juvenile with a game animal, what would be your reaction? And then there was the other one is, if we asked you, could you show us a picture of you actually hunting something? And then, do you agree to the rules?
Okay.
Of the foundation.
Okay.
And the rules are simple. It's just, you know, pick on anybody. There's no language. There's no no politics. You just try to keep it very positive and focused on bear hunting.
So if somebody wants to just donate cash or write a check or whatever, does the Facebook tell them how to do that, where to send the money?
Yes. And all of the board of directors, they're all guides, by the way.
Yeah.
Are on there, and they can direct you to, you know, we've made arrangements to meet up with people that just wanted to donate $10, you know.
Okay.
But there's also a GoFundMe access there as well.
Is a donation tax deductible, Tom?
Yes, it is.
It is, okay. And that's probably one of the reasons you became a 501(c) or whatever, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, okay.
That's correct.
Yeah. Did you guide or did somebody guide any disabled vets in the bear hunts last fall?
I guided two disabled vets, but that wasn't part of the foundation. That was just when we were assisting.
Okay.
This is the first year where we're fully funding it.
Yeah.
But none of the last year was my last year of selling commercial hunts. Now I'm just doing it for friends and family. So what we're doing is from the guides that are members, we match up the vet with whatever his or her disability is. We match them up with the guide that can best accommodate them, and then we pay for transportation and airline costs or whatever, and get them here. We'll give them, we'll supply them with a gun or a bow if they don't have their own, you know, and whatever it takes to get them out in the woods.
Now, if a disabled vet is wheelchair bound, is it still possible for him and her to hunt?
Yes, we have guides that can accommodate wheelchairs.
They don't. There's no way to get them in a tree stand, though, right?
No, they would be hunting from a ground blind.
A ground blind. Yeah.
Yeah.
Has that been done with somebody in a wheelchair?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. We have ground blinds now where the whole side opens up so you can wheel right in.
Oh, that is great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a wonderful thing you're doing. That's wonderful. And there's some other organizations in Maine that are also doing things like that for disabled vets, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a number of them.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Are you a vet yourself?
I am not. I did my service 21 years as a police officer.
Oh, there you go.
But okay. I was not in the service.
Yeah, good for you. All right. Well, that's wonderful. And it's called the Bear, it's the Maine Bear Hunters Foundation. Am I right?
Correct. Yeah. Maine Bear Hunters Foundation.
Okay. Yeah. And if anybody wants to know more, they can go to Facebook and get details. And if somebody's if somebody is a disabled vet or knows a disabled vet, they would like to make this possible. How do they make application for this?
Well, all they have to do is go to the Facebook page and contact me through the Facebook page. I'm one of the moderators, so I'm on there every day.
Okay.
And I will give them instructions with my mailing address and everything, so they can just send me their paperwork, which I said is very simple. It's just a note expressing interest and a copy of your disability, and we'll put you in the mix.
Okay. You know, it's hard to believe, but it's going to be only a few months, and we'll be into bear season. Amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're already out working on sites now. So,
are you really? Yeah.
It won't
be long. It comes along fast. Did you have a good bear season last year?
Oh, we did great. We had 14 hunters, and we got 14 bear.
Oh, that's pretty good. Can't beat that.
Doesn't get much better than that.
No, you can't do any better than that. Tom, we thank you very much for being with us tonight. Thanks for writing for the journal, and a great thing you're doing. I commend you for the good work you're doing, and I'm sure it's appreciated by a lot of folks.
Well, we appreciate the chance to talk about it.
All right. Again, take care, guy. We appreciate it.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're out of time, and next week Catherine will be back, and I'm lining up a striper guy to talk about striper fishing. I promise I'll have somebody. I don't have him yet, but I will. And we'll see you all next week right here on Maine Outdoors.